Since the volcanic islands nor the thick carbonate platforms could not be subducted, the northeast motion of this new Caribbean plate changed to more of an easterly motion, creating a new transform fault which formed a new northern boundary of Caribbean plate. This new transform fault resulted in the Greater Antilles becoming part of the North American plate, no longer part of the Caribbean plate. Additionally, this new easterly motion created a new subduction zone, trench, and new chain of volcanic islands to the east. The first set of volcanic islands formed the Aves Ridge, shown in the paleogeographic map. With time, a newer volcanic island chain formed further to the east, which remains volcanically active today. These volcanic islands are known as the Lesser Antilles and the Windward Islands. Some famous eruptions have occurred in human historic times. Perhaps the most famous and destructive was the 1902 eruption of Mount Pelee on the volcanic island of Martinique, which killed 29,000 people and destroyed the city of Saint-Pierre. But by now, the collision of the Greater Antilles with the Giga platform had been completed for some time.